Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. I am joined by Jackie Roach, head coach of Sekman Cross Country, both boys and girls. But we're going to go ahead and talk about the girls because the Class 4 District 1 tournament race was this past Saturday. And she had three young ladies qualify for sectionals, so a pretty big deal, including two seniors and a freshman of all things. And we'll get to them each individually and just sort of talk about their performance during the race and kind of all season long. And Coach, I can't think of a better runner to start with rather than the Class 4 District 1 champion, Stephanie Anthony's. She finished in first place, won by 6 seconds over at the Jackson City Park course with a time of 20 minutes and 17 seconds. So a pretty big deal for her and a big deal for Sekman, huh?
Yes, very. She's, as a freshman, she's been amazing. She's been going to districts and sectionals and state. I will believe this will be 4 years. She's going to go again this year. And I believe it was her 10th grade year, she was All-State. She got a medal, 17th place. So she's cracked into the 18s this year and is just determined to be All-State again this year.
Coach, I've talked to a lot of, not, I wouldn't say a lot of runners, but I've talked to a lot of coaches about their runners, and I've talked to a few runners as well. And I know that it's not easy to win races like this because as you progress in the playoffs, the pressure grows a little bit more each race and the competitors get a little bit tougher. How does Stephanie deal with that? Obviously, she was a district champ this year so and All-State before, so she deals with it pretty well. But from a coach's perspective, what do you see from her that just makes her so strong mentally?
I would say her freshman and sophomore year, she was in the correct mental state. Last year, she flipped out a little bit and ended up in 76th place at state. So she had to reel it back in, had an amazing track season. And then this year, I would say she's in it to win it. Her mental state is the best I've ever seen her at. She just gets out there and smiles and just runs. I don't know what changed from last year to this year, but she is in it to win it.
Well, good deal. Well, obviously that's exciting for her and for you and for those that follow Sekman Cross Country. Just one more thing on Stephanie Anthony's as the district champion again. She qualifies for sectionals, a chance to race at Parkway Central in Chesterfield this Saturday for a chance to give back to state. What are you doing as a coach with Stephanie to sort of get her prepared both physically and mentally for what's ahead at sectionals?
This week we are just doing a lot of quick, short runs. I'd say about 5 miles at the most, keeping her nice and relaxed, some yoga. We're just going to keep her mind off it. What happens last year doesn't happen this year. She doesn't flip out at the last minute, but she has a lot of friends. I think in the past she has gone to state by herself, and I think Ashley is actually going to go with her this year, which just happens to be her best friend, and I think that will help her also in her mental state.
I gotcha. That helps us segue into talking about Ashley McMahon. But first off, I find it funny that a short run is 5 miles.
yes. Well, they've been doing 12 to 13, and we've been tapering down. So they're pretty happy that we're in the short part of the season.
That is crazy, though. I mean, 5 miles seems like, yeah, that's just too much for me. But let's talk about Ashley. 21 minutes, 29 seconds, finishing 11th place, just 10 spots behind her best friend, Stephanie. Talk about that race for her and kind of what you saw from her on the course that allowed her to finish so well.
She's been trying to go to state for the last 2 years. In fact, she was devastated last year that she didn't make it. She did make it to sectional, so her goal this year was to try to be top 10 in districts. And when I saw her going into the second mile, she was 14th place. So I was like, oh, you did that last mile. Most runners gain like 30 seconds a minute. So I was a little worried that she wasn't going to make her top 10, which... And then to see she was in 14th, and then to see her come in at 11th, that just means she just picked up time on that last loop. And I was just really impressed, and she looked good and strong. and she was so happy.
That's awesome. Obviously, you as you just said, she wanted to get 10th, but 11th, you know, still qualifies you for sectionals, and
yes.
And you know, now another week for her to train herself up to you know, hopefully finish top 10 in sectionals. I guess I kind of pose the same question because I really do feel like, along with the physical, there is the mental side of things, and maybe maybe in all athletics, honestly, if you're mentally strong and ready, you can do amazing things if you have the talent to back it up. But what about Ashley's mental state? What makes her such a good, strong, heady runner?
She doesn't show her emotion outright. She holds it in. So I am nervous for her. The last 3 years, even though she hasn't made it out of sectionals, she's been running with Stephanie to help Stephanie. You know, so she has a running partner during practices. So I really hope that the mental part doesn't affect her this Saturday. I think she's ready. Her time to like pleasantly surprised us this year. She's never ran in the 20s, and now she's low 20s. So, I mean, I've been telling her, you deserve this. This is what you've been working for, and I think she's getting it.
Well, good. Well, I hope it certainly plays out on the course at Parkway Central. All right, one more to get to, Coach Roach, as we're speaking to Jackie Roach, head coach for Sekman Cross Country. If you haven't heard by now, three sectional qualifiers from this past weekend's district race. The last one to get to is a freshman, which it's always pretty cool when a freshman is able to compete with the seniors, and not just from their school, but from other schools as well. Danielle Maxwell, for you, Coach, came in at 22-25, 30th place at the district race. She is on to sectionals as well. Talk about her a little bit.
She was somebody we looked at when she was at the junior high. She is a ball of energy. When you're talking to her, she doesn't sit still. She's always moving. You're like, oh, my God, you got to stop. And we knew she would be doing great things. But I had no idea that she produced the times that she had. She started out at about 22 minutes at the beginning of the season and now has a PR of 20 minutes, which any other year that would get her through to state. But she is always smiley, outgoing, and since Stephanie, we even had a freshman go on to state. So I hope with Stephanie and Maxwell being, you know, freshman and senior, can kind of guide her to the next step this weekend.
Yeah, certainly. Coach Roach, we'll get you out on this. Parkway Central High School is hosting the race. Does that mean it's at their school?
Yes, it's on their campus.
It is on their campus. Okay, have you guys run that race before, or that course?
Yeah, Fleet Feet had a preseason race, and we ran like a shorter version of it. They changed the course this year, so I think we're going to go out Friday, see if the athletes can go and kind of preview the new course.
In the past, how has it been? Has it been a little more hilly, or how has the course been designed recently?
So they're trying to flatten out most of the districts and sectional races since state is pretty flat this year in Mizzou. So usually you would finish uphill on the back. So now I think they have it to where you finish on the track. You go down that hill instead of up it and then come around to the track.
Okay, I think it would be a little more awkward running-wise to go down rather than up.
Yeah,
but that's just
especially
me.
If you have spikes on and hitting the track. So
yeah, well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
We'll give it a try.
Yeah, definitely. Well, very cool. Well, Coach, I appreciate you answering the call, and best of luck to Stephanie, Danielle, and Ashley in the sectional race this Saturday.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Jackie Roach, head coach for Sekman Cross Country, Stephanie Anthony's district champion, Danielle Maxwell, freshman stud, and Ashley McMahon finishing 11th. On to the sectionals, Class 4 Sectional 1 race at Parkway Central High School in Chesterfield coming up this Saturday as Coach Roach joins us on KJ Sports Talk.